And now back in Atlanta, at the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting, a story of secrecy and Georgia's death row. Under a new state law called the Lethal Injection Secrecy Act, the names of pharmacies that manufacture the chemicals used in a lethal injection are now kept secret from the public. Is a pharmacist who prepares such chemicals the same as an executioner? Should pharmacists be shielded from the moral and political debate over the death penalty? That question has already delayed one execution in this state. Warren Lee Hill, on death row since 1991, was granted a stay last month, just one of two stays he was granted in the month of July because of questions around the lethal injection he's to receive. Claire Sims, reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting, has been covering this story. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
What was the original intent of the secrecy law, and how has it conflicted or become a legal issue in the Warren Lee Hill case?
Well, here's the thing. We've seen this across the country. States are having a hard time getting the lethal injection drug because companies just really don't want the backlash, or they say they don't want their product used for executions. So they've had to turn to compounding pharmacies. Well, because they now don't want to have a problem finding compounding pharmacies, the state says we need to shield the identities of these compounding pharmacies and anybody who might be involved in the process so that we can continue to go forward with these executions.
And let's remind people, compounding pharmacies are pharmacies that are permitted and have been around for forever, permitted to actually make drugs and make solutions of drugs, often custom fitted to patients, in this case to inmates on death row. And so this is a way of keeping an incentive for them to be a part of the program without having the political backlash. What does the judge say in this case?
Well, this is being debated right now in the Fulton County Superior Court. And the judge there, basically, she hasn't ruled anything yet. She hasn't decided anything. She's just said, okay, this might have some merits, and we should continue to go forward and hear the arguments in this case. So we still have a little ways to go.
Is the issue a kind of open meetings law that there has to be public disclosure of all this sort of thing, or is it something to do with the pharmacists and the actual obtaining of the lethal injection drug itself, as far as you can tell?
Well, it depends on who you ask, obviously. You know, his attorney says this is an Eighth Amendment issue. Eighth Amendment protects you from cruel and unusual punishment. He says because the state is saying we're not going to give you information about where this drug came from, who prepared it, anything about their credentials, they're saying, you know, there's a likelihood or even just a possibility that the person who prepared this might not be the most qualified, that the lab that it was prepared in might not be the most sanitary or might have some sort of problems. And they point exactly to, you know, some of the issues that we've heard of with compounding pharmacies across the country.
And there have been issues not associated with death row, but issues of contamination and problems there. Now, people viewing the Warren Lee Hill case might view this as something of a technicality in terms of the circumstances of him being on death row. But what's the likelihood that this could open up a whole class of death row issues that would circulate nationally and we would see in other states besides Georgia?
Well, South Dakota has a very similar statute. They just passed it in 2013, just like we did here in Georgia. Theirs has not been challenged yet because they haven't set any executions. So that, you know, they'll be watching what happens here in Georgia. This is a state law, though. So really what happens here in Georgia might not necessarily impact some of the other states. The really interesting thing, though, is what the state wants is they want the Georgia Supreme Court to go ahead and hear this. They're afraid that if the Fulton County Superior Court has the deciding voice here, that every time there's someone up for execution, that this is going to become an issue. And they want the Supreme Court to go ahead and say, okay, this is either fine or it's not.
Finally, before we go, if the supply of drug goes away somehow because pharmacists don't want to get involved, does the execution business shut down in the state of Georgia and everywhere else?
That's what the state's afraid of. They're not sure what their next option will be. And that's why they've put this law in place to protect that as much as they can.
A death penalty case here in the state of Georgia, which may have implications around the country. Claire Sims, reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thanks so much.
Thank you.